Ah, true. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the tool to replace an oxygen sensor, so don't ask me about that. But I did have a question on your POV. How did you end up with all the suspension work, suspension system? Did you get that all finished?
Well, I did all that. I replaced the ball joint on the two ball joints on the passenger side, and got the alignment done, and for like 2-3 weeks the car felt really tight and really good and drove really great. It did a little bit of tram lining, but I didn't blame the, you know, suspension or alignment for that, because, well, the tires had worn a little weirdly, and they were kind of uneven, so I was just kind of waiting for them all to wear down and get kind of evenish again. And well, now it's got toe out in the front, so the alignment's out again, and it's all sloppy and loose and stuff, and it's weird. I jacked up the front of the car, did the good old 9-3 check and the 12-6 check, and everything feels really good, and there's no slop, so I kind of have a suspicion that whoever did the alignment didn't tighten down the jam nut or something like that. I didn't check that far. I didn't pull the wheel off or anything to check the tie rod ends and everything, but when I did the suspension work, the tie rod ends and the inner tie rods looked fine. They looked a little older, but they didn't look, you know, worn out. They still had some resistance when trying to twist them, and they didn't feel all knocky and loose or anything, so that's not it. And yeah, I'm kind of scratching my head on this one.